This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to spend a little time talking about an organization you've all heard about, but maybe don't know a lot in terms of detail about, and that is Habitat for Humanity. Joining us right now is the newly minted chief executive officer here, relatively new, Robert Manley. Robert, thank you.
Well, welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
And full disclosure, we had a technical glitch. Probably attributable to me. So we're doing this for a second time, and I appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. No problem.
First of all, how are you settling in?
Good.
In the Tyler branch here, Smith County branch.
I really like it. It's a big town, but it's just good. It's everything you need is right here.
It really is. It's a good size, isn't it?
Yeah. And people are very friendly and engaging and want to be a part of their community, and that's exciting to see.
Good. Because I know from our last discussion, you've done this kind of thing kind of all over the country.
Yeah, in different cities and different locations. I've worked for Habitat up in Collin County, kind of McKinney area, and then did a few weeks with in Honduras with Habitat. And then one of my ministries that we did was also in Habitat office in the Valley. So yes, yeah, all over different places. But my passion is about community development, neighborhood revitalization.
Let's start with Habitat and the origins of Habitat, because everybody, they all know about, you know, the late President Carter and all of his great work for the organization, and the great publicity the organization got out of his volunteering, because it all began right around his neck of the woods there in America's Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, they're kind of a vetting process and see if they qualify. And within that qualifying process, not only financial, but also, are they willing to do sweat equity? And that's hundreds of hours. And that's from working on their own house with other volunteers and community people and neighbors, but also, going through the different classes that we have for them as well. So not only do they, we're a mortgage company, so we work with them on having that asset, not just for now, but for longevity. And that takes education, because most have been renters for a very long time and don't know how to be a homeowner. Homeownership comes responsibility.
Oh, yeah. we all know about that. Particularly right now, it's a very tough real estate market. Mm-hmm. If you are a renter, if you are employed, you have ambitions to be a homeowner, it's tougher now than it's been in quite a while. Not many houses. They're expensive, and interest rates are high.
They are, but they are making some adjustments that comes and goes. But when you work with Habitat for Humanity, all of our homes are zero interest. So that's important. So the economy doesn't affect us as much as far as that part. It does when it comes to, supplies and working with the different contractors and volunteers. Yeah, the economy does affect that part. But, it's important that we want everybody to have a decent place to live. And, having your own house is an asset that not only for today, but for your family for years to come.
Oh, indeed. You have something to pass on.
Oh, you definitely
to your kids.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And I guess that's the point I was trying to make, is from their point of view, man, I don't know if I can ever afford to buy a house in this market right now. And that's where you guys come in. And you said it quickly, but it may not have registered. You guys handle the loan.
Yes.
And it's zero interest.
Yes. Yeah, we're a mortgage company, and we help them, get into that home and then hold on to that house. And usually if there's a hiccup, we'll work through it. But, we want to walk with them on this journey of change. And that's huge, because other companies would not do that. If you have a hiccup in your life and things happen, then you're probably going to be evicted. Where with us, we're going to work with you a little bit. But that doesn't mean we want to take advantage of us, as we extend grace.
Yeah.
So we want to bring hope, but hope sometimes costs, So we want to walk with them in that journey. Yes.
Because there probably is a body of thought out there that these are homeless folks, or they're folks that are on some government program or whatever. Mm. But no, there are people who are gainfully employed. They just don't make enough right now
Mm-hmm. Or to know how to go through the process of how to, you know, get into a house. Or and so that's what we want to help them do. But just to, you know how they can, you know, maintain that is huge.
Sure.
And then just build up equity over time, you know. So that's a big, you know, when you're staying renting, you're not doing that. And it's also about when you have ownership, there's ownership in the community. Mm-hmm. And then you're working with your neighbors for a stronger, thriving community. When people aren't owning their assets, their homes, then you don't see that engagement. You don't see that as much as neighbors helping neighbors as much.
And this all began here, what, in the late 80s?
Yeah, about 36 years ago.
Yeah.
And we built well over 100 houses during that time. And then we do a lot of critical repairs, which is helping veterans, disabled, and, you know, those that senior adults that are struggling with their houses. So we help rebuild houses, too. And we do about 100 of those projects a year. Mm-hmm. So in addition to building new homes, we do those what we call critical repairs, neighborhood revitalization, and a brush for kindness programs.
We'll get into some of the details on all of that right now. But that's the point I guess I want to make. For folks that have a misunderstanding about the organization, these folks work hard.
Yes.
They're not able right now to get into a house of their own in the market out there. And that's where you guys step in. But it is not free.
That's correct.
They have responsibility.
Yes.
And they have to be a part of the process as the house goes up.
Yes. It is work. It is work. Yeah. And we want to walk with them in that relationship because this is most, you know, the most time this is what is, they're a first time homeowner. So that's kind of scary. And so, you know, when you're taking
off. I remember.
So, you know, we walk with you in that relationship in close proximity to understand what that really means and entails. And so, you know, not everybody may qualify right away. And then we kind of bring you back for another application where we can see where this is a better time for you to qualify. But no, it's very much feasible for most folks that are willing to put in the work and willing to be a part of the process and so that they can own it and really have something for their families for the future.
And if you've never swung a hammer, there's somebody who will teach you how.
That's right. Yeah. Paint a house, swing a hammer. Yeah, we can. We have contractors and staff that will help you do that. So, yes, anybody can come to help to be a part of the builds.
And I mentioned in our last conversation that I know one station where I worked. All of us were part of a build. I can't remember the market. I think it may have been either Amarillo or Wyoming. But we were all part of the build there and came out and spent a day. Doing framing and you name it, all of it.
Yeah, that's part of what I like about Habitat is it's not just about the family that we serve that's directly in front of us, but also in addition to it is about those in the community being a part of that community. And it can be life-changing for those that come and volunteer, for the companies that do corporate responsibility, for those that give. My younger kids are now grown adults and they work for nonprofits because they grew up helping other families in the communities that we served to paint a house or to swing a hammer. It became a part of their kind of what they do as a person.
Yeah.
And it's life-changing for the volunteer as well, not just for the homeowner.
I have to tell you, yes, you're right. When you're part of a crew, even if you do it for a couple of days, do it for a weekend, whatever, which is what we did. You leave with a, I'm not sure how to describe it. That's why I'm stumbling around. You leave with a feeling of accomplishment. You leave with a good feeling of having helped somebody, particularly when you meet the person that's going to own the home.
Yes.
And you realize, you know, we're doing this for them.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
When you start being a person of generosity, it changes your life.
It's catching.
Yes.
It's contagious.
It is contagious, yeah.
Let's talk about the houses themselves. What kind of house do you build?
Most of them are two to three bedroom, you know, and at least two baths. They'll go anywhere from about 1,200 square feet to 1,700 square feet. So they're pretty good size houses. And it varies on what we build the homes with because it depends on the HOA that we where the houses are located or what community they're in.
That would be Homeowners Association for those who don't know.
Yes. And, you know, we build a solid house. We've had some volunteers that said, yeah, we live in a brand new house and our house is nowhere near built nowhere near the detail that Habitat does. And we pride ourselves on that because we are a builder, and we want it to be of quality, and we want it to be representative of what our mission is about. And so I think that's very, very important. And then we like to work with the different people in the community to help get the resources for the roofing, for the 2x4s, for the foundation, et cetera. And so all that helps reduce the cost and work together in community for the community.
And the houses themselves, I know the one we were building, for example, you're right. I could tell, having built a couple of houses for us over the years or with builders, but I could see these were quality homes.
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not a mansion. It's a good, solid, basic home.
Yes.
But with all the amenities you expect.
Sure, yeah. And most of our houses, the homeowner has an opportunity to pick out some of the details of their house, just like you would if you were to buy a new home.
Sure.
So we want them to make a choice. And we try to do what we can to accommodate the family on if they need ADA, disability type of restrooms or bedrooms. And so we try to accommodate that. We want them to maintain in the community to where they are. And so, yeah, the quality, and not only in the home, but in the community, is real important to us.
Let's talk about qualifications. What would qualify you for? One of the pages I know on the website talks about median income, and you have to be 80% of the. How does that? What's the calculus there?
Yeah, the best way is to come in. Let's talk through it. Take a look at your finances, just like you were if you buy a new home. And we kind of look and see. We want to help you make good choices as we work through the financial literacy classes, just like you would anybody else. That you're not changing jobs or buying a new car, because all those things are important as we help you qualify for that.
Sure.
Sometimes, depending on if they're disabled or they're a veteran, there's different things that helps with that. So it's not quite one size fits all, but there is pretty close to a standard that we have, and it's on the website. They can take a look at that and see what's the best way they qualify. And if they have more questions, they can reach out and call us, and we'll talk it through. But they can certainly come by the office and take a look, or like I said, on the website. If not soon, real soon, we'll be opening applications for the next two homes that we're building here in Tyler, and they can see, if they want to live here in Tyler, if they might qualify for being an applicant for one of those homes.
Oh, I confess, I'm looking here. Do I qualify for this?
That's right.
Make sure.
Yeah.
How many do you build a year? How often?
Well, things have changed because of COVID and residual COVID. But right now, we got two houses ready to go, but we're scaling up. As we begin to build out, we want to build out strong. And so for this year, we just have two on there, but we are already preparing for the next phase and looking for lots. And so we're hoping to find lots through the city or through investors so we can build more than two. But for now, well, that's where we're starting. There's been some changes, and we're using some different plans. So we want to make sure we get those underway right and reduce that cost, because materials are high.
Sure.
And then finding volunteers is different than what it used to be pre-COVID. And then finding folks that will donate those gift in kinds, such as the ACs and the roofs and so forth. So we felt like two houses is a good way right now for this year. And as I'm new and putting together our teams and volunteers, that it's a good way to build out our model and process to scale it, to be able to help more people that come in next year.
Well, there's so many things you can't anticipate. For example, nobody anticipated tariffs.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
that'll affect a lot of the building materials.
Most definitely. So we want to begin well, and we're planning and strategizing to see what next year looks like for us. But for now, that's where we're going to begin. And, we have a lot with the critical repairs department with over 100 projects over there. So that takes a lot to manage as well. So we're going to scale up and do more homes each year as we go.
How do you get your lots? I gather they're all over town.
They are all over town. Sometimes it's through the city. Sometimes it's through a builder. Sometimes,
I say town, all over the county.
Sometimes we purchase them. Ideally, we like it when somebody donates, because that keeps our cost down.
Sure.
However, we had one recently that donated, but we found out it wasn't buildable. It was going to cost us too much on infrastructure. So, we always get excited when somebody donates.
Don't I recall that was a country piece of land or something?
Yeah, out in the country. And so it was going to take too much for us to put in the infrastructure to do that. So we're always always excited when somebody donates, but we try to manage that excitement because sometimes it's going to cost us too much. But yeah, ideally, somebody has extra land that they would like to donate to us. Well, that's the ideal way. And it's close to infrastructure.
I was going to say it's possible to access. Yeah.
Yes. And so we don't have to do all those costs for that. If it's a builder that we come in at the end of their build and they have some lots that they want to work with us on, that's ideal because the infrastructure is already there. And so there's a variety of ways that we try to find the land, you know. Ideally, when we look to purchase, we're trying to find several lots so we can build a couple houses at a time to keep those costs down.
And then, as you mentioned, you have to deal with the nature of the neighborhood, the look of the neighborhood, the HOA, what they expect from a home. And I gather you have to be pretty adaptable.
We do. And we really try to engage with the community, let them know, you know, that we're here for not just that family, but we're here for that community and for the neighborhood. And that's huge because a builder doesn't do that. And that's what we do. And so as we let people know why we're there and we're supporting the neighbors, like right now over on Jackson Street, we have two houses we just finished. We're building two more. That's four houses in a very small proximity, which then we're helping to be a part of the change of that neighborhood. And so being a part of their different meetings, keeping abreast of what the city's doing and how we can all work together in that neighborhood for real change and community, you know, because, you know, there are a lot of older neighborhoods out here in Tyler.
Sure.
And a lot of folks can't, you know, if they don't, they can't feel like they can get into a home, but if they have a home, they can't repair it. So that's why it's important to, you know, identify these particular areas and be intentional to find the right locations so we can really help those communities.
Okay, the land's been donated. You get the materials?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. The materials, but you're hoping for donations there as well.
Yes, we do. We get a lot of materials donated to our restore. We have a restore on Front and Palace Street as well as an e-commerce store. So we do get those goods from stores like Lowe's and Home Depot and McCoy's and many other stores like that that donate to us. And we use those supplies to, you know, to for our homes. And then we purchase some as well, you know, to supplement the difference. But if we can't, then we usually sell it in the restore. And those funds from the restore go back into our operations to help us fund those houses.
If you haven't been to the restore, this is a store.
It is a store. And it's, you know, when I first came to Tyler, I thought, wow, there's a lot of like thrift restores out here. But we're very unique and different. And we're kind of like a smaller Lowe's or Depot at Woods kind of thing, where we have a lot of new stuff to help you repair and work on your house. But we also have fun stuff. We had some little floaties for at the beach and for your pool. And then we had some lawnmowers donated, and we have some edgers and things and fertilizer. I mean, just all kinds of things that, just like you would see at a big box, we have at our store. And, you know, we're a smaller scale, of course, but everything that you – I had a family come in the other day, and they said everything in our house is from the restore. And to me, that's pretty exciting to say, yeah, we helped with their remodel. And so there's lots of product coming in almost every day. And so we have customers that come in and say, do you have this or that? And we don't, but come back tomorrow, because every day we have a new exciting shipment of items coming in.
Well, and goodness knows we don't want to hurt anybody's business, but all the money you spend there is going to go to the cause.
Yes, it does go to our mission and help reduce our operations and help fund the new builds that we're doing. So we have a variety, since cost is going up, a variety of different ways that we fund our mission and help fund the new builds. And so, like, we have a gala coming up on September 13th, and all the funds from that gala also will go to that those next two builds as well. So there are a lot of different ways that we keep those costs down so the houses are affordable for families, you know, that are in need.
And hang on, folks, because I'm going to ask him about the gala, and you're going to like this idea.
Yeah, jump ahead.
But before we leave the process here, how about dealing with neighbors? And because, as I mentioned, there are probably a lot of misperceptions out there that this is sort of a glorified public housing. And it's not.
No, by no
means. Do you have to convince neighbors that these folks are going to... They're going to be fine in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. They've gone through a long vetting process. And I think one of the things that we do as Habitat is that we get involved in the neighborhood, participate in the different neighborhood community meetings, and we do different activities in the community to help them understand that we're there for them as well, not just for the family that we're helping to build, but for the overall neighborhood. And I think once they really see it, then mm-hmm. they understand that we're not just saying it. They believe it, and they see that we're a part of. And I think that's the biggest thing is, unlike maybe a builder or somebody that just builds and comes in and does that, we want to be a part of your community. Mm-hmm. And, not just for the builds in real estate, but also for your family.
Yeah.
And as a ministry as we are, we're about, helping the whole family.
I gather if they want to see what the house is going to look like, and what you're building and so forth, that it is going to fit. It's not going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh, yeah. We do try to mirror what is in the community. Sometimes in Tyler, the older community, that's a little more difficult because we're trying mm-hmm. to build homes that, we can't build those homes that were built in the 50s and 60s that are pretty strong and built very different. But we do try to reflect what's in the community the best we can.
Yeah. Anybody is available to volunteer for the build itself?
Yeah. Typically high school and older, they can come out and volunteer. We have a lot of different builds. We have veteran builds, youth builds, women builds, lots of different types of builds that you can engage with. Anybody can sling a hammer, use a paintbrush, and we highly encourage you to come out. Soon on our website, we'll have what dates you can sign up for once mm-hmm. we get the build schedules finished up, and those will be finished very soon.
It's a very fulfilling way to spend a weekend, I have to tell you.
Or a week, or spring break.
Or a week if you can,
Spring break, or we love it when interns come in for the summer, mm-hmm. we have them now for several months.
They're young and healthy, and they can swing the hammer longer.
That's right.
And you're not just, as we discussed before, you're not just restricted. Mm-hmm. You can build a rural home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As long as it meets the necessities.
Yes, of course, yes.
The infrastructure necessity.
Yeah, ideally it's to have multiple lots we can build there, but watching the infrastructural cost. Yes, we're not restricted by just being here in Tyler. We can, and we do some of our repairs outside of the city.
Yeah.
So right now we're just working in two counties, but we have plans to expand in multiple counties. It's important that we build well and do things of quality. So we don't want to build out scale too much. But yes, we do build outside of Tyler.
Well, let's talk about the repairs. This is an aspect of Habitat probably most people don't realize.
That's very true.
People can come to you for help when something goes wrong.
Yeah, we recently had...
And not just in a Habitat house.
Yes, yeah. Mostly it's folks that don't have a Habitat house. Like Mr. Dunn recently, a veteran, I asked him how he heard about us, and he said a friend of a friend. And he came over and inquired to see how he might qualify. Well, he mm-hmm. did qualify for one of our grants for that we could qualify for the repairs. And I asked him to come by the office, talk to him for a minute. And he said, Mr. Manley, thank you for your Habitat coming along, because now my house no longer rains on the inside. it's hard for me to wrap my head about my house, raining on the inside.
Yeah.
What a way to describe it. But not only did we fix his roof so it wouldn't rain on the inside, but went in and took out the tub and put a walk-in shower because he was also disabled.
Yeah.
And it was difficult for him to get into the tub. So we took that out and put a walk-in shower. So reducing those barriers so the quality of his life is mm-hmm. much different than what it was before.
And how do you afford to do that?
Well, the different grants that we get through churches, individuals, businesses, a variety of different means that mm-hmm. people donate to us to be able to help a variety of different people. Like I said, almost 100 projects a year. So that's a lot. So that's why as we build out the scale of the homes, we're doing a little bit at a time, because we're one of the top producers for critical repairs in our state.
Mm-hmm. And those repairs can cover up to how big a job?
Yeah, usually though.
Not going to rebuild a house, obviously.
Well, we have come pretty close to it a few times, but we'll do foundations, walls. We'll put in wheelchair ramps, handicap rails, take out the tubs, flat-footed walk-in showers, you know, so remodels the whole kitchens, bathrooms. So pretty much, you know, I think there's over 25 different types of scopes that we could do on your house. So, and how much, it varies what you qualify for, mm-hmm. and what the need is. So, yeah, there's a lot we can do. There's not much we can't do. That's, you know, kind of the exciting part. But it's more of just how they fit with the different funding, because some of our funding are restricted and some aren't. We always like it mm-hmm. when we have funders that don't restrict it, because then we can pretty much do anything that they need it.
Pretty much, yeah.
But we do have a lot of different, from wheelchair ramps to helping with in the bathrooms to flooring to foundations to roof. We try to look for what is the most critical need. That's why it's called critical repairs department.
Right.
Is what is the most critical piece? So there's no point in fixing the ceiling if we haven't fixed the foundation first.
Right.
So starting with what is most important, okay. And then see how that, you know, family qualifies. And most of them are senior adults, veterans, disabled individuals mm-hmm. that meet that need that qualifies. So it's really, that's probably one of the most exciting things is just when yeah. when they come by or when we're at their house. We just worked on another house recently with Home Depot and Marvin Methodist on that house. And it was really cool because it's an individual that has a disability, but we're able to do the roof. We're able to paint the inside, paint the outside, and put an AC unit in it. And so it just, you know, so yes, that one we were able to help him more because of different qualifications that he met. Mm-hmm. But nothing's more exciting, you know, not only helping him, but the community's like, who are you and why are you doing this? And it's because of that we care. And yeah. we care about neighbors. And so it's a witness not only to him, to the person that we're helping, but to the community, to the work and ministry that we do.
I was going to say, there are a lot of ministries out there, but not yeah. always ones that will put a roof over your head.
That's exactly
right. Or fix
right.
the roof you
or,
have.
Or yeah. fix the roof. Yeah, we're always talking about, you know, what's on the heart and, you know, as a ministry. But it's also like, you know, let's talk about how I live and the conditions to which I live in. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about the heart. So sometimes it's, you know, show them that you care and that you love, you know, and that you're going to walk with them is a huge piece of mm-hmm. The work that we do, because we're, you know, we're about as a ministry is putting God's love in action to bring people together to build communities, homes, and hope. And so that's why we do what we do.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about boots and blueprints.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
That's your big. Your big party.
Yes, it is a big party. We're
party,
pretty excited.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, I already had my hat polished and everything, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a boots and blueprint, meaning just that is wear your boots, wear your jeans, and, you know, bring your cowboy hat. Just don't bring your horse. You'll be good. But it's over at Willowbrook Country Club. And let me just tell you, I know Tyler has a lot of different galas, and so ours will be very, very different. So you'll be a part of something very unique. I don't want to give away the secrets, but you would be captivated and you would be a part of the event that's happening that day.
Okay.
And see just a lot of the one part is you'll see not just Habitat, but Habitat is bringing the collaborator, the convener, to bring so many people together to bring about change. And I think that is one of the messages I want to get across at the gala. But yes, there's still some seats still available. You can go on our website and take a look at that. And there's some seats, some sponsorship opportunities as well. But yeah, all the funds from that gala that we raise will go towards the two new builds that we're building here in Tyler.
And this is coming up on the 13th of September.
Yes.
At Willowbrook Country Club, 6 to 8:30.
Yes.
And you will be surprised.
You will be surprised.
You'll be not your usual gala.
No.
Not just, cocktails and sit and, shoot the breeze.
Yes. Yeah, very, very different and very, I'm super excited about it because it's, you will be a part of what's happening that day. No, I'm not going to ask you to get up and sing or anything like that, but
okay.
It will be very
okay.
fun and exciting. So.
Should you expect to do any sweating?
You might.
Yeah?
You might. But
okay.
Yeah, you can go to the website there at smithcountyhabitat.org, and you'll see it on our landing page, on the very front page, on how you might be able to purchase a ticket mm-hmm. or be a sponsor.
And it tells you all the things you need to know about whether you want to donate land, donate materials,
yes.
volunteer,
yeah.
or become the beneficiary of a Habitat house.
Yes, yes. And then legacy giving as well. So if you don't have family and you're looking for a great ministry, we're always open to, you know, if you put us in your will and to see how we can continue, you know, your lifestyle for ongoing. And so we have many different ways in which you can engage with us and give.
And I'm guessing you have no, we're almost out of time, but I'm guessing you have no shortage of volunteers.
Well, we do now, but we're ramping that up real soon as we start these new builds. So, you know, during COVID, post-COVID, residual COVID, so forth, mm-hmm. You know, and our model, the way we were, you know, but we're changing things that we're built on. Habitat was built with volunteers. And so we're aggressively starting to look for more and more volunteers and to be a part of the work and the mission of what we do in their community.
Come on, if the Carters could do it up into their 80s, you can too.
That's uh-huh. exactly right.
Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Best of luck with Habitat. And again, go to...
Where you can go to the website at smithcountyhabitat.org and take a look at all the new stuff and exciting things we're doing there. And we look forward to seeing you soon, hopefully, at the gala on September 13th.
All righty. And we appreciate you being with us. We will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and The Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.